Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Mets and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting third. The right fielder, Juan Soto. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Jesse Winker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jeff McNeil. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luis Torrens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ronnie Mauricio. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brett Beatty. Pitching for the New York Mets, Clay Holmes. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackson Holliday. Batting second. The third baseman, Jordan Westberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Gunnar Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ryan O'Hearn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ramon Laureano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Colton Cowser. Batting seventh. The designated hitter, Tyler O'Neill. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jacob Stallings. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Brandon Young. And now, play ball. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nimmo is called out on strikes. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lindor hits a pop-up towards short. Henderson makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Soto is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Soto strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackson Holliday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Holliday hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Holliday is out. One out. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Westberg hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. There goes Westberg. The throw from Torrens, and he's caught stealing. Henderson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alonso strikes out swinging. One out. Jesse Winker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Winker hits a ground ball towards first. O'Hearn fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Hearn is called out on strikes. One out. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Laureano hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Laureano is out. Two outs. Colton Cowser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowser hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Cowser is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Luis Torrens is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Torrens hits a fly ball towards right. Laureano is there to make the catch. One out. Ronnie Mauricio batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mauricio hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Young covering, and Mauricio is out. Two outs. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beatty hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards right. Laureano is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Neill strikes out swinging. 1 out. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Mullins is on with a walk. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stallings softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Stallings is out. Mullins moves to second. 2 outs. Jackson Holliday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Holliday is 0 for 1 in the game. Holliday hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Mullins scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Westberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Westberg strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball towards first. O'Hearn fields it and makes the out, unassisted. 1 out. Juan Soto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Soto is 0 for 1 in the game. Soto hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball to first. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, with Young covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Mets nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Henderson is out. 1 out. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Hearn softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and O'Hearn is out. 2 outs. Ramon Laureano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Laureano is 0 for 1 in the game. Laureano hits a fly ball towards left. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Winker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Winker is 0 for 1 in the game. Winker strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeil strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Luis Torrens is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Torrens is 0 for 1 in the game. Torrens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Mets nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Colton Cowser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cowser is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowser hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill strikes out swinging. 1 out. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mullins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mullins hits a ground ball towards the mound. Holmes throws to second to get Kouser. Mullins is on first. Two outs. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Mullins, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stallings is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallings softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Holmes throws to first, and Stallings is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ronnie Mauricio is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauricio is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauricio hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's Mets, 1, Orioles, 1. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beatty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beatty hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Beatty is safe at second with a double. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 2 in the game. Nimmo hits a fly ball into left center field. That will be extra bases. Nimmo is safe at second with a double. Beatty scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor hits a fly ball towards left. Kouser makes the catch for the out. One out. Gregory Soto replaces Brandon Young as pitcher. Juan Soto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soto hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Laureano is there to make the catch. Nimmo moves to third. Two outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alonso is 0 for 2 in the game. Alonso is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Mark Vientos pinch hits for Jesse Winker batting fifth. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vientos hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Vientos is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackson Holliday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Holliday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Holliday is hit by the pitch. Holliday is on first. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Westberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Westberg hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Holliday moves to second. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Holliday moves to third. Westberg moves to second. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Hearn is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Hearn hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. O'Hearn is safe at second with a double. Holliday scores. Westberg scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laureano is 0 for 2 in the game. Laureano hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Henderson scores. O'Hearn scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Richard Lovelady replaces Clay Holmes as pitcher. Colton Kouser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kouser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kouser hits a fly ball towards left. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. Laureano moves to second. One out. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill is hit by the pitch. O'Neill is on first. Cedric Mullins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mullins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mullins hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso throws to second to get O'Neill. Laureano moves to third. Mullins is on first. 2 outs. Alex Carrillo replaces Richard Lovelady as pitcher. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Laureano is picked off third base. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Seranthony Dominguez replaces Gregory Soto as pitcher. Jeff McNeil batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McNeil is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeil hits a pop-up towards third. Westbrook makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Torrens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torrens is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Torrens is on with a walk. Ronnie Mauricio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mauricio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mauricio strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beatty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Beatty strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Mets 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jacob Stallings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stallings is 0 for 2 in the game. Stallings hits a line drive deep towards center. McNeil makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackson Holliday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Holliday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Holliday hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Jordan Westbrook is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Westbrook is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Westbrook is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Baker replaces Seranthony Dominguez as pitcher. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nimmo hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lindor is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindor hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. Nimmo scores. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Juan Soto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Soto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soto hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alonso hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. Soto scores. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 6, Orioles, 6. Andrew Kittredge replaces Brian Baker as pitcher. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vientos is 0 for 1 in the game. Vientos hits a fly ball towards right. Laureano is there to make the catch. 1 out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeil hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. two outs. Luis Torrens is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Torrens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Torrens strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Reed Garrett replaces Alex Carrillo as pitcher. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Hearn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. That is ball 4. O'Hearn is on with a walk. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laureano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Laureano hits a ground ball towards short. Lindor throws to second to get O'Hearn. Laureano is on first. One out. Colton Cowser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cowser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowser hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Laureano moves to second. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Neill hits a ground ball to third. Mauricio steps on third for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Orioles 6. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Bautista replaces Andrew Kittredge as pitcher. Ronnie Mauricio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauricio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mauricio strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Beatty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. That is ball 4. Beatty is on with a walk. Tyrone Taylor pinch runs for Brett Beatty batting 9th. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Taylor, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nimmo strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Edwin Diaz replaces Reed Garrett as pitcher. Jeff McNeil moves from center fielder to second baseman. Tyrone Taylor moves from pinch runner to center. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fielder. Mullins strikes out swinging. 1 out. Ramon Urias pinch hits for Jacob Stallings batting 9th. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Urias hits a ground ball towards 3rd. The throw to 1st, and Urias is out. 2 outs. Jackson Holliday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holliday is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Holliday hits a ground ball towards 2nd. The throw to 1st, and Holliday is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Orioles 6. The Mets will come to bat. Yennier Cano replaces Felix Bautista as pitcher. Alex Jackson replaces Ramon Urias as catcher batting 9th. Francisco Lindor running at second base. Juan Soto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soto is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. To start the extra inning, Soto hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Lindor scores. It's 7-6, Mets. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alonso hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Soto moves to second. Travis Jankowski pinch hits for Mark Vientos batting fifth. Travis Jankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jankowski bunts in front of the plate. Cano scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Soto moves to third. Alonso moves to second. One out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0-for-4 in the game. McNeil is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Luis Torrens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torrens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Torrens is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ronnie Mauricio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauricio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mauricio hits a line drive towards first. O'Hearn makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Huascar Brazoban replaces Edwin Diaz as pitcher. Jackson Holliday running at second base to start the extra inning. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Westberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Westberg strikes out swinging. 1 out. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Mauricio makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Hearn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Hearn hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and O'Hearn is out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.